Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's kind of recap these livestock futures for folks here today. And what are your thoughts? How did these cattle and hogs finish up on Tuesday?
Well, Dave, it was an interesting day as we saw mostly lower trade in our cattle complex, some of the lowest trade we've seen in the last 4 to 5 sessions. But then we came off those lows. Managed to see live cattle close mostly positive, feeders mostly lower. We've heard of some talk of 136 bids in Texas feed yards. We saw midday choice box beef 6 cents higher, selects down 12 cents on a movement of 79 loads. Saw an estimated cattle kill 110,000 head in a hog market that traded mixed and closed positive. On the close today, April live cattle were 12 cents higher. March feeders down 10 cents. May feeders down $1.42. And April lean hogs 42 higher.
We will check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, let me invite you to Express Ranch's spring bull sale coming Friday, March 4th, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 505 Angus and 34 Hereford bulls in lot order. You can see the sale live at the ranch or go on the internet to liveauctions.tv or to Superior Click to Bid. For more information, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, Tom, let's talk a little bit about these grain futures here today. The corn, soybeans, they're continuing their downward slide. And today they were joined by the wheat futures in both Chicago and in Kansas City today.
Very, very disappointing day for our grain market. Starting the month of March off with more downside. We saw Chicago wheat make a new contract low. Kansas City come close to their contract low. The corn and the soybean contracts traded below yesterday's lows for the month of February. So a very poor start for the month of March as we close the May Kansas City and July Kansas City wheat, both down 8 cents today. May Chicago wheat was down 7 1/4. May corn, 1 1/4 lower. December corn, 2 cents lower. May soybeans, 3 cents lower, with November beans down 3 1/2 today, and the May cotton, 39 points lower. They then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today. Of course, we'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.